Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bribe or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagati for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Good morning and welcome to the Essen Fressen Show. I'm Adrian Bagati from Cluttering Your Life. So I hope everybody had a wonderful Shabbos project. I know we did. We enjoyed having visitors from overseas. We met these two gentlemen who came for lunch, and they literally came with a group of other men to come to South Africa specifically for the Shabbos project. How amazing is that? So that was a really nice thing. Hopefully nobody went overboard and didn't spend too much money on their Shabbos, although I know that lots of us did too much cooking and had too much food. But it's good because it took my family a weekend to eat, which means I got a weekend off. So that was wonderful. So I just want to talk about, we're now in November and it's coming up to holidays. So there's two things we need to talk about today about food. And one is camp, because for those moms who are sending their kids off to camp, I know we've had a whole long discussion in my house about an extra trommel just for Pekluff. You know, try and explain, okay, but guys, we've given you pocket money. The tuck shop is full and now you're still going to go shopping. You want money for shopping for your two-year limb. And then you still want us to pack extra things. You know, so that's something we need to talk about. Is how much do you send and how much do you give for the pocket money? Over and above what's required of tuck shops and stuff. So it's an important thing that we think about. What are we sending the kids? I know when my older daughter was still going to camp, her biggest thing was fruit, that there was never any fruit. That for her was a big issue. I'm thankful that I have fruit eaters, except for the one who's going to camp now. She's not big into fruit. So her priorities are slightly different. Her priorities is instant noodles. So that's something she wants to pack in her trommels. You have to think about those kind of things. I think we also need to understand that they're on holiday. As much as we'd like to be strict on their diets and get them to eat what we want them to eat, it's not going to happen. The kids are going to want to eat their choice of food. So that's an important thing to think about as well. Another thing about going on holiday, not just camp, for those of us who are going on holiday with kids, it's planning for your holiday. If you're kosher, it's a little bit more difficult because depending on where you're going, you may not always be able to get kosher meat. The one good thing that South Africa has, which is an amazing opportunity for all of us, is the fact that you can pretty much go into any store anywhere in the country and buy kosher, whether it's canned tuna or cheese or breads or anything like that. So it just makes life easier. And when we're packing or planning for the holiday, I'm not sure. I know we want special treats to take with and that, but I know I do. I go overboard. You know, the chips and the chocolate and that. But we don't eat that during the year. So it shouldn't be so much extra when you go. If you're going somewhere where it's self-catering and you want to take your ready-made food down, then you need to definitely plan and prepare ahead. And now's a good time to start planning and preparing stuff that you can freeze, you know, so that it's just double wrapped and into the oven wherever you go. The other thing is if you're going to go somewhere where you are going to be able to cook, that's also another thing to do. But I've noticed whether we keep kosher or not, Jewish people tend to take food with. Cooked food just in case you can't find something, which, you know, 20 years ago was great because if you were leaving Johannesburg or Cape Town or Durban, one of the main centers, there is a good chance that the places you're going to are not going to have much of anything. But nowadays, that's no longer an issue. Now you can buy the food anywhere. You can buy whatever you need anywhere. So taking, like we used to, an entire trailer with just for food and a few bags is quite something else. You know, we don't need to take as much with. So it's very, very important that you plan. How long are you going for? How many of you are there? What is the weather going to be like when you get there? Because you don't want to take just cold meats and it turns out to be freezing cold there or rainy. You want to be able to have food that is, you know, that suits the weather. You don't want to land up with having taken tins of soup down or packets of soup down and it's so hot that nobody wants the soup because then you're just going to bring it back up. And that's another important thing when you're going on holiday, the area you're going on. Do you know where, you know, what kind of facilities are available there? We always go self-catering, okay, obviously, because of the kashrut. But it's an important thing to understand that when you plan, you know exactly what you're going to do because you don't want to get down there and spend money and then waste the food because now you've got nowhere to put it to bring it home. Or you take so much food down there that your car is squashed and the kids are fighting in the back for space. And then you don't use half of it. Once again, you've just wasted a fortune of money. So meal planning for a holiday is one of the most important things to do. It's including planning breakfasts and lunch because the kids are waking up, you know, it's holidays. Some of us want to sleep late. Some of us can't sleep late. But at 6 a.m. when you've got little kids waking up because that's their normal wake up time, you want to have something that's quick and easy for them to eat and that you don't have to fuss over. If you've got teenagers, chances are they're going to sleep a lot later, but they're still going to wake up starving and you need, once again, whatever you can give them that's going to be quick. So cereals are a great thing to take on holiday, but you don't need to take them with you. You can just go into a store down wherever you are. And that's something that you need to think about as well in terms of savings is where you're going. If there's no pick and pay, chances are there is a Spar or a Checkers or whatever it is. Please make sure you have your loyalty cards so that you don't spend too much and that you earn some points back, you know, and that you can make use of any specials that they've got on. Another thing is that, you need to plan ahead because if you're having meat sent to wherever you're going to be staying, your butcher needs to know in advance because they've got to make arrangements with whatever courier they're going to be using to send the food down unless you're taking it down. And then you need to plan with your butcher how big a case are they going to send you, like the styrofoam boxes. I know when we've been previously for functions like to go away, that styrofoam box doesn't always fit in the car. It's big. And that's quite an important thing. I went with a family to Knysna 2 years ago and we had 3 containers of meat and bread and cheese and flour because, Chalav Yisrael, milk and all those kind of things because the people were Chalav Yisrael, Pas Yisrael. So I couldn't buy bread down there. I couldn't buy milk. The rest of the stuff was easy. I went shopping, you know, immediately and just filled up the cupboards with stuff that we're allowed to eat that was easy to get hold of. So that's an important aspect of, you know, your planning and how long and how much you need to do. We're going to take a short break now, and when we get back, we'll continue talking about going on holiday and planning for holidays.
Chalashing for Chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to Chai FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagati for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Welcome back. I'm Adrian and you're listening to the Essen Fressen show. So I'm talking about planning for vacations, planning for going on holiday, meal planning. And if you want to go on a holiday and you want to be able to spend the money on going on outings and going to the different venues that are wherever you are, you need to look at where you're going to spend your money. And one of the things is when you're on holiday, we do tend to spend a lot more on food than normal. If you're going to, if you're not kosher and you go to restaurants and stuff, it works out to about 600 rand a day on food alone. And that's a lot of money. And to me, that's why I think whether you keep kosher or not, self-catering is the way to go. Yes, I know we want to have a holiday and we don't want to have to cook and all that. So planning ahead and having your meals ready made and taken down and frozen is great. But it also, you know, it takes cooking. You can plan for meals that are not going to take you long. And it's just, it's not a big deal. You know, but I don't want to spend time in my kitchen when there's some, an aquarium calling my name or something. So nothing that takes 30 minutes or like longer than 30 minutes. That's my feeling on food for holidays. And getting the family to help you with this, I've already spoken about, you know, doing a family meal plan where you find out what their favorite foods are so that you can make food that pretty much everybody in your home is going to eat. And I can already tell you now, my kids would tell you they want macaroni, cheese, and lasagnas to go down. So those are things I would actually prep at home and freeze and take them down that way because they do take a little longer than 30 minutes just to put everything together and depending on what kind of lasagnas you're going to do. And I do meat lasagnas and milk lasagnas, tuna, vegetable. There's so many options. So yes, we are eating a lot more pasta, but if you're going sightseeing or walking or wherever you're going, you're going to work it off. So that's a good thing, you know, that you could do for, you know, for your meals and stuff like that. That's an important thing to do. So what you can do is you've got a plan. So you've got to write down how long are you going for and please include the day you arrive. You need food for the day you arrive. And I know if you're driving down, you are not going to want to go into that kitchen. Okay. It's not an option. You want to be able to just get there and unpack and when the kids come, they've got something to eat. So always choose something that maybe you've cooked at home or something that's going to be easy and leave the braai for the second day. Because I know that's generally the first thing we all do when we get on holidays, have a braai. It just makes you feel more like you on holiday. Now, one of the things that I also thought about when planning on holidays. So previously, if we went on holiday, there were at least six of us for the holiday, sometimes more. So what you want to do is to make enough on the Friday night. Listen to me, sorry, not the Friday night, on the evenings so that you can use them for leftover sandwiches on the next day. I think that's a huge big thing to do. Millies are a great thing as well because they're quick, they're easy. You put them on the stove, you forget about them until it's time to eat, you know, 20 minutes and they cook. That's an important thing to have a look. You know, having everything, trying to do everything at once. If you're going to be eating salad every day, make sure you have enough lettuce prepped and ready for 3 days worth of salad. Little things like that. So that's an important thing. Potatoes are great because they can be done in the oven or in the microwave. Doesn't matter where. And you can put whatever toppings you like. Another great choice to take on holiday is obviously your spaghetti. Spaghetti is a great thing to be able to choose from, you know, to eat. And also, once again, you can open a bottle of sauce to make a spaghetti and tomato. You can add cheese to it. You can add whatever sauces you want. If you're not Chalav Yisrael, then you can go into the store and you buy those ready-made sauces already. And that makes a huge difference. It's just quick. It's easy. And yes, you are spending a bit more money on your food, but you were going to anyway. It's holidays. So that's an important thing to understand, to be ready. You know, sandwiches for the day, those are big. Sandwiches to me is like the most important thing because they're easy to prep in bulk. All you do is lay out your pieces of bread and you start a production line. You can get help from others if you want, if they're prepared to help. And that's how we do it. You just spread your margarine, butter, whatever you're using first on your pieces. Then you put on your toppings, whatever they're going to be, whether it's cheese and tomato, whether it's leftover cold meats, whatever you sandwich spread, whatever you're going to do. You close them up, you cut them, and then you either wrap them in brown paper or whatever you're going to wrap them in, put them in a nice cooler box, and off you go. And they're in your car. You can put some ice packs in to keep them cool. And wherever you're going, you've got ready-made lunch. You don't need to do that. Pasta salad is another great thing to add to meals that you're taking with on holiday because pasta travels nicely. You just stick whatever you want in. I often use the frozen mixed vegetables. Just defrost them because they are actually mostly cooked. Or cook them up if you want. Pasta with some tomato sauce or mayonnaise or whatever topping it is that, you know, you'd like. Even chutney works great in pasta salad. So it's easy to do things like that. Wraps are also another great holiday food. It's easy to eat on the go. It's quick to prepare and it's perfect for lunch. So obviously you're going to want to use a little bit more, you know, for supper than you are for lunch. But another thing to do for breakfasts and that's to get your day going is you want to give them stuff that's going to fill them up for the day. So besides your normal cereals, having yogurts is huge because those are quick and easy. You just grab from the fridge. If you're, you know, prepared to spend the extra money, instant oats, if the children are allowed to eat those, you know, because of the sugar, or if you like those are also great. So that's an important thing. You know, if you're going on holiday, one of the things that I think is an important thing to take down is the utensils you're going to use. Remember, we have, you know, if you're kosher or not kosher, and this I learned from a blog that is not Jewish at all, is she said the first thing they pack is their slow cooker. Now that slow cooker is brilliant because then you've got supper when you get home from whatever outing you have. You put all the food in for the day, you turn it on low, and you leave. That's it. You know, it means you come home and everybody can shower and do whatever they want. You're not having to worry about the food getting cooked, overcooked, or actually having to cook the food yourself when you've just had an exhausting day. So that's an important thing. Then you've got to understand that when you're going on these places, the equipment that they have there, it's for holidays. It's not going to have everything. So I'm going to talk about a few things that I think might be nice to take with just to make your life easier while you're there. You know, obviously for the kosher people, we do tend to take like a lot of stuff down because otherwise you can't eat or drink or anything. Another thing I take is paper plates and plastic knives and forks. And it's not a kosher point of view, although obviously that is my consideration. It's the fact that I really cannot be bothered to do the washing. Yes, there may be a dishwasher, but in all honesty, if you read posts and stuff, you'll see most of us struggle with the exact same thing, loading and unloading that dishwasher. Who is going to do that? We're going to take a little break now, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the other stuff that you should look at when you're planning your holiday.
Chalashim for Chalas? Want to bry or fine dine? Stay tuned to Chai FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Welcome back to the Essen Fressen Show. I'm Adrian Bagatti from Kashering Your Life. So right now I'm talking about meal planning for vacation, which sounds a bit weird because, I mean, you really, you know, who meal plans for vacation? But it's a huge thing if you're trying to save money. But also, one of the things I've learned over the years is a few things that you should really, really take with you when you go on holiday, just to make your life a lot easier. So if you're not kosher, most places are obviously going to supply your knives and your cutting boards and stuff. But the truth is those knives are never sharpened. So you want to bring a knife maybe that you know and are familiar with, just to make it so much easier. Obviously, if you're kosher, then we're going to take those with anyway. The other thing that was important, besides, like I said, the slow cooker, is your blender. Your stick blender, to me, is it has to go with. It just has to. It just makes everything so much easier because, you know, sometimes you just want to make a smoothie. Sometimes you've got all these vegetables and it's been cold and rainy, so you've had to cook and you need to make soup. So those kind of things are, it's important. So the stick blender to me is a must have to take, and it's small and it's easy to take with. That's quite an important thing. You know, you don't want to spend a lot of time doing stuff, so having it all there. I've got the little handheld, those little hand choppers where you pull the string and it cuts. I take that with it as well, just because I don't want to spend hours cutting vegetables. That's just me. So let's talk about, how do you plan for meal planning? Like, how do you plan for your vacation? How do you start meal planning even in general? So as always, you've got to work out, how long are you going for? So how long do you want to play for? You don't want to go, you know, and spend an absolute fortune on your meals. You really are trying to cut down. You know, you don't want to go into debt over a holiday, because it turns the holiday not into something enjoyable. It just turns it into another worry. So here are some tips on, like, really simple tips on how to plan for a holiday. The first thing, obviously, is, you know, being able to book a place that's got a kitchen. Self-catering all the way. Believe it or not, the second thing is having your groceries delivered. 90% of the places you go to, you can get your groceries delivered to the door. So you just need to know the day you're going to be there. So ours, obviously, for me, would be the next morning, and you book it for the earliest possible delivery so that it doesn't interfere with the rest of your day. If you know exactly what time you're going to be there on the first day, well, then that's great. You can have them delivered there. So you could say, okay, I think we're going to be there at about 2, so let's have the groceries delivered at 5. Most places do that. So that is another thing that is huge. The other thing is to do is literally unload the car, and as horrible as it sounds, get back in there and go shopping. The problem with that is you will spend extra money because you're too tired. So waiting for the next day. That's why when you're taking meals down or planning, you kind of need to know, you know, what are you going to have when you arrive there? That's one of the most important meals, because everybody gets out of the car. It doesn't matter whether you've been snacking all day in the car. The first thing they're going to ask is what's to eat. It really, that's something that I've learned, you know, that's the first thing. So I prefer not to go shopping on the day of arrival. It just makes things, like, really, you know, a bit of a difficult thing. Pancakes is something you can think about. Often mix, you know, if you buy the packet of pancake mix, that's quite easy then to make up there. And you can actually make it, if you make a big bulk one, if there's not too many of you, and keep it in the fridge, and it lasts for a few days. You know, boiled eggs are a great thing to take with as well, because they're easy to eat, you know, and quick, and packet soups. So those are big things. But when you're planning on these meals that for your holiday, look at meals that are not going to need lots of little bits, because you don't want to land up stacking stuff, like getting like a big tub of mayonnaise, and then you've got to schlep it back with you because you haven't really used it. So look into that. So how do we plan for a hot vacation? Well, the first thing is the dinners. It's really, really easy to start with dinners. The reason we do this is because you can often repurpose your dinners. So if you're having, say, spaghetti and meatballs, those leftover meatballs can be cut up into meatball sandwiches. That's a big thing. And that's why I think planning your meals at night is just much better. Lasagnas, for me, like I said before, those are like a no-brainer. Make them at home, freeze them, and take them with. You know, you don't have to put them back in the freezer when you get on holiday. You just, you know, pop it into the oven to heat up. So it's very important. Write down your meal plan. So, you know, don't have the idea in your head of, okay, I'll have this and I'll make that and I'll do this. Write it down. Physically write it down. Because otherwise you're going to land up shopping for, you know, stuff you're not going to have. You're really or not going to need. That's an important thing. You know, it's something that you need to know. And I've noticed that over the years, my daughter actually does it. They went away recently, or last year, should I say, not recently, and she had the entire thing planned. She knew exactly what she wanted, and it was all planned down, and it was just, she said it was a lot easier. They didn't really stick to it, but that's teenagers. But she did say that it was a lot of, you know, it was a lot simpler knowing that, you know, this is what we were having, and they could move around it, shop around it. And also, it allowed everybody to buy what they were going to contribute because they knew what was coming. So that's an important thing. They knew that this is what they were having, and let's, you know, do that. For me, holidays also means lots of canned goods because they're just easy to buy while you're there. So you want to try things that are easy to, you know, to have. So that's an important thing. If you are going to be eating in restaurants while you're on holiday, the other thing to do is to know what restaurants have what specials. There's a lot of restaurants and places, especially if you've got kids, you're not going to fancy places, but there are a lot of restaurants and places that have family deals or half-price nights or whatever they are, and that's going to make things easier. So nice things to take for snacks, pita breads. First of all, you can buy them anywhere now. And they're just so easy to, you know, to have. And I like to cut them up and then we bake them in the oven a little bit so they're crispy, almost like toasts. And you've got your dips, hummus and tahina and all those things. Other thing to take with, and I like to do this at home just because I like my grater. You know, not I've got a one for the holidays, but I don't like using it. It's not my greatest. So what I often do is I take the cheese, I grate it up beforehand, I put it into 1 cup packets. So I measure it out into cups at a time, put it into some packets and freeze it that way. Once it's grated, it's frozen quite nicely. So that's a great thing. Obviously nuts, fresh and fruit and vegetables you're going to buy down wherever you are. So that's something important. Lots of eggs. I think on holiday we tend to eat a lot more eggs. And like I said, boiled eggs are just so much easier. Sandwiches, things like egg mayonnaise are also quite popular. If you've got kids who eat eggs, mine are quite okay with it as long as you never sent it to school. They were quite happy with it. So one of the things with going on holiday nowadays is it's easy to go past the shops. If you haven't got something and you just want to go past the shops, that's great. We need to plan for braais. Braais are very important. It's part of your holiday. So that's something you need to do. You need to know how much meat you're taking with. And that's once again, why it is so important that you meal plan. Is you need to know how much meat you're going to take with or how much meat you need to order and have sent down. You know, depending on how many people you are going, if you're flying or driving, all those things need to be taken into consideration and the size of the car, obviously. So, you know, for me, online delivery, I hate shopping at the best of times. Even here at home, I don't like going. I prefer to order online and get my stuff delivered. It's easier. I can shop at night, whatever time I feel like it. I don't need to, you know, see people. I don't need to deal with grumpy tellers. I don't need to find parking. None of those kind of things. So why not do it on holiday? Really, it just is. And what you're going to do on holidays, you're going to order all your non-perishables to be delivered. That's it. You're taking, obviously, you know, your fresh stuff. You're going to go in the next day and it's one shop. Please be careful when you go on holiday that you don't end up going to the shops every day. It's not necessary when you're on a holiday. So plan, order your groceries. Depending on where you're going to, you may need to do 24 hours. That's like the closest you can go. So if you're planning, I would order the groceries about a week in advance. That's what I would say is a week in advance. You order your groceries, you give them the delivery date and they deliver it. You need to have a look at that. You need to look at what shops are available. You also kind of need to look at if there is the online delivery facility available there. If not, unfortunately, you are going to end up having to go to the shops. Okay, so that's an end. You want to be able to not cut your outings short. So unless you've got very small kids, in which case it's actually a better idea to plan like short trips. So the morning, go home, have lunch at home where you can all relax and the grumpy kids can have a nap. That kind of thing would be important. But if you've got older kids who can stay out the whole day, plan your lunches that you can take them as a picnic, that you don't have to interrupt your morning to go home and eat, or if unless you really want to go to a restaurant. That's great. So some easy dinners that you can cook and then have the leftovers the next day for lunch are things like spaghetti. So in fact, almost any pasta. Because, you know, you can bag those, you have them for supper, you put them in a Ziploc bag, and then take them in a cooler bag. And that's your lunch. Sandwiches, obviously, like I said, big thing, especially if you're having meat at night, you can have them leftovers. So if you've braised chicken, okay, that's one of my favorite things. You've had chicken on the braai, and now you've got a bit left over that nobody wants to eat, the pieces that nobody wants to eat. I turn those into chicken mayonnaise and make sandwiches with those. It just helps a lot. You really, like I said, want to maximize your holiday and spend as little time in the kitchen as possible. So a sample meal plan that you could do is, say, breakfast, if you've got a blender, is smoothies. Those are big. It's a way to get your fruit into the kids and it's a fun thing that they don't usually do. Different cereals also makes it easy to feed everybody. That kind of thing is just going to work out, really, really, really well. Then you want to look at, things like, I've gone blank. What we're going to do? Taking cold meats down is very big. It's easy to do and you can, just do it on, it can be a supper or it can be a lunch. Okay. I'm very big on taking down the vegetarian stuff, or not taking it down, but buying it there because you can get it anywhere. But it also means that you're not meaty the whole day. You know, you're on holiday, you want to be able to just stop and get whatever you want to eat. You want to be able to treat the kids to a chocolate or ice cream or something like that. So it's easier if you've got the vegetarian stuff. And the vegetarian stuff that's available, there's so much. The burger patties, the chicken burger patties or chicken style, I should say, are nice and easy. The nuggets are really... For me, the nuggets are really nice and easy to do because you cook them the night before. You can put them in your container to take for lunch and they're great finger food. You can, the chicken strips that they've got, the chicken style strips, I chop them up and stick them into my pasta salad. the hot dogs and sausages, also great thing to do. You know, to make a hot dog roll. It's just so simple. And what I liked about the vegetarian stuff is they cooked in like 10 minutes maximum, which means you spent a whole 15 minutes in the kitchen because you've got to add 5 minutes to cut up the roll, open the roll and open the box for the sausage, literally. So that's why vegetarian stuff for me is a big, big, big thing. Eggs, it depends on if your family likes eggs. Mine do. So boiled eggs for us is a big thing, to take down. They're easy to eat once again and they go well in a picnic. So that's an important thing. Lots of fruit and vegetables for snacking on, even if they don't normally eat it during the year. You will find that on holiday, the kids do tend to eat what's available because it's holiday and they sort of feel like they know, you know, it's not going to be as easy and not as, you know, they can't say to you, but just go to the shops. I don't eat this. So that's things. And then you need to decide what snacks you're going to want. Are you buying biscuits? Are you buying chips and chocolates and things like that? For me, yes, I do buy the chocolates, but I also remember that during the week, my family don't get chocolate. Chocolate is left for Shabbos. So I'm not going to go overboard and buy a million different kinds of chocolates. I will probably buy maybe a slab or two extra just to, you know, have it available. The same with crisps, especially if you're having a bra, there's nothing better than having some chips with the bra. So I do get a little bit lax with my healthy eating, but it's not terrible. I don't, you know, go overboard. And I've had to learn how to do that. I can remember going on trips as a kid. It didn't matter if the trip was an hour or 4 hours. There had to be snacks in the car. So we've kind of cut down on that. And if the trip is only an hour, there really is no snacks. You can survive an entire hour without a piece of chocolate. So that's something that I've had to relearn. Also a lot of dried fruit. We take dried fruit. The apples, the mango, especially. It's one way to get your kids to eat fruit and it's something for them to chew on. You can put it in your bag when you're traveling. You know, if you're sightseeing or going on any of these things, it's just something easy that can go into a bag. It doesn't weigh a lot. It doesn't take up a lot of space. And, you know, when the kids need a nosh, there it is. There's no need in South Africa to take your own water. If you want to buy bottled water, that's great. But most of the water in South Africa is safe to drink. If it's not, it'll tell you. That's just everywhere you go. So buying the bottled water is a great thing. I do like to make iced tea, especially, you know, that it's in the fridge when we get home from wherever we've been out, just to have some iced tea instead of a cold drink. It's just a better alternative. We do buy cold drinks on holiday. Like I said, it's something different. You are on holiday, so I am a little more lax. During the year, cold drinks are only for Shabbos. You know, the rest of the week you can have water. There's nothing wrong with water. So those kind of things are things that you need to take into account of what are you going to do. You need to also understand that, you know, you want to have the day. You want to spend the day out and about. But when you're planning, you also want to understand that there are going to be days where the weather's not going to be worth going out, that you just want to stay at home and relax. And for those days, unfortunately, you are going to need extra food because children who are bored eat. You know, they want to nosh. Adults who are bored eat. They just want to nosh. They want an extra. And that's one of the things that you've got to look at. What kind of stuff have I got in the, you know, that I can buy or that I have to take with that is instant, that is going to fill everybody, that is going to make everybody happy, and it's not too unhealthy. So our big thing is popcorn. This is the only time I do the microwave popcorn, if we have to, but popcorn is a big thing because we take our own pots with. We can make popcorn, fresh popcorn, but otherwise I would suggest taking popcorn in the packets or buying it there, just, you know, and having movie day or something when the weather's really bad. And like I said to you before, slow cooker is huge. That slow cooker can do anything, and taking that with you allows you to spend the day out and not worry about having to cook later. And you'd be amazed at the recipes that I found online for slow cookers. I mean, I've seen cakes baked in a slow cooker. Not sure I'm ever going to try that, but I have seen it happen. So buying a small piece of roast, putting it in your slow cooker for a couple of hours and slicing it up for the next day for sandwiches, it's great. So what you can do if you really want is you go to sleep at night, you put your slow cooker on with your piece of meat in it. In the morning it's cooked. All you need to do is slice it. And you've got meat for sandwiches and maybe for supper that night as well. So those are important things to remember. So we're going to take a short break. I'm Adrian and you're listening to the Efferson Freshen Show, where we're talking about going on vacation and planning for vacation.
Chalashim for Chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to Chai FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagati for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Welcome back. I'm Adrian from Kashering Your Life, and you're listening to the Essen Fressen Show on Chai FM. So a few ideas about holiday food. I'm not going to post the recipes because, unfortunately, they're not my recipes. So, but just some suggestions on ideas for you to make. So for me, lunch is one of the least thought out meals of a holiday. I tend to forget them. So I've already mentioned a few things. So, but a snack platter, which takes no time at all, and it's just stuff to have in the cupboard or the kitchen or wherever. So fresh fruit, so things like berries and melons and oranges and nachos, apples, easy to eat fruit that you can just cut and eat. Those are huge. Fresh veggies, like things like cucumbers and snack peas and bell peppers and carrots and things that people can eat with their fingers that don't need to be prepped. Pickles, jars of pickles, big thing in my house. We go through a lot of pickles. Olives for those who like. Cheese. And you can buy, whether you buy a block of cheese and cut it up or grate it, or you can buy the little cubes, whatever way you do it. Pretzels, popcorn, and a big thing is the ice lollies. Those, you know, that are in the freezer all the time. Love that. Those things are in your freezer. The kids can help themselves. The adults can help themselves. And it's just quick and easy and you don't have to think about it. Another thing is the dried fruit, like I've mentioned before. That's quite an important thing to have. You know, it's really a good thing to have in your cupboard or in the kitchen when you're traveling on holiday. It just makes life so much easier that you can just get hold of everything and the kids can help themselves. And everybody help yourself sort of platter. You just take things out, put it on a table and go, here, eat it. Love that idea. That's something that I think is important to, you know, to when you're remembering to go on holiday. Things that you can eat quickly and on your own and, you know, just take it down that way. So that's one of the first things is the quick, it's a quick and easy platter. You just stick it all over on a tray or on a table or a plate or whatever. And it's easy to eat. Then there's the stir-fried rice. Okay? It's garlic fried rice and you can pretty much add anything you want to it. So the recipe I found, obviously we're not going to make it, says with shrimp. But the rice on its own can be, you can use that with anything. With meat, with chicken, whatever it is. So garlic fried rice is, I love that. I think that's such a brilliant idea. And if you make enough, it can be for the whole week. You know, it's just as simple as that. So how do you do that? Well, you're going to get whichever rice you want, your basmati rice or white rice, whatever you want. Those kinds of things. So you want to cook at least two cups of rice. Okay. Obviously the jasmine rice is the more fragrant one, but you can use white rice, it's fine. 2 to 3 cloves of garlic, some extra virgin olive oil, butter, soya sauce. So butter you could use margarine instead. soya sauce, salt, pepper, and parsley. Simple as that. You cook it all together. So you cook your rice, and then you fry all the ingredients with the rice together. So you get the fried rice, and then you add whatever you want, whether it's pieces of meat, whether it's pieces of vegetarian imitation chicken, any of those are great. So that's another thing. Now, stir fries on holiday, I think, are great because they're one pot, everything goes in, and it's done. So that's a huge, big thing for me. I love that idea. Then a pasta salad, pasta, cheese, tomatoes, whatever you've got, just chop it up and stick it in. Like I said, I often use frozen vegetables, which I've cooked and added on. That's a nice thing to, you know, have. And you can change your pasta salad up all the time. As long as the basis is pasta, you just keep adding. So you can make it up, you know, as you go along. Burgers as well are very quick and easy. You know, the rolls, slice up a few onions, slice up a few pickles. You know, and you've taken your normal burgers with you, you know, and you can put any topping you want. And what I like about burgers is that everybody gets to make their own. So all your work is really to cut up a few selections that you can use for a salad the next day if you want. So cucumber, tomato, onion, you know, lettuce. And you've got a salad for the next day if you want, but the burgers are ready. And all you have to do is cook up the burgers. And you can do that anywhere you want. So that's an important thing. That's something that I like to do. And then I'm just going to leave you with a quick recipe, for a special treat that I've actually made this weekend, and they went down like a house on fire, nothing left, and even the kids ate it. This is a truffle with a slightly different thing. It's a black bean chocolate fudge ball. Okay, very different. So I will ask them, I will have the recipe put online for you guys as well so that you can enjoy it. So I doubled up my recipe, but this is the original. So it's 120 grams of black beans in brine, 2.5 teaspoons of virgin coconut oil. For those who don't like coconut oil, you actually cannot taste it at all because I don't like coconut and I couldn't taste a thing. 2 tablespoons of plain cocoa powder, 1/2 teaspoon of pure maple syrup. It is preferable to use maple syrup, but you can use normal syrup if you want. 1 pinch of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Please be careful. It's extract and not essence. The extract is a stronger flavor and it's more of a syrupy form. And you don't need nearly as much as you do when you're doing vanilla essence. And the thing with adding vanilla essence to this recipe is it's going to make it too soft. You want 2 tablespoons of caster sugar. It is, once again, important to use the caster sugar because the normal sugar is just too coarse. And then 100 grams of chocolate that you can use to melt. So drain your beans and rinse them very well. Then put all your ingredients except for the chocolate into a food processor or blender and blend it until it is absolutely smooth. So this can take about 5 minutes because the skin from the beans sometimes takes a little longer to disappear in, or to be incorporated into the food. You then refrigerate it, okay, because now it's this very soft sort of mixture. Refrigerate it, take it out. So the refrigeration is about 1/2 hour. Take it out, make them into balls, put them back into the fridge. Okay, it's important that you understand that because of the coconut oil and heat, it melts very, very quickly. So you, once you've made the balls, you put them back in the fridge. If you're not ready to cover them in chocolate, just put them in a container with a lid and it stays at least a week in the fridge. Or you can freeze them, whichever you want. What I did with the chocolate is you melt the chocolate. Don't add anything and make sure that the chocolate you've got is one that can be used for tempering. So certain chocolate chips will not be able to be used. They just don't temper very well. They don't get, which means get hard. So what I did was I melted it over a bowl with some water underneath, boiling water underneath. Also make sure that the boiling water doesn't touch the bottom of the bowl. You put the little balls, I did them on toothpicks, put it in a toothpick, I dipped it in the chocolate, I put it on some baking paper and I put them back into the fridge to cool, and they hardened beautifully. My kids could not tell the difference. When I told them that it was beans, they were quite shocked, but it was a delicious recipe. So you'll find that I will include that in the, on the website. I will ask them to put it up. A really, really healthy version of a chocolate truffle. But remember, it is still a treat. It still has sugar in it. So it's not a free treat. It is a nice special treat and it doesn't cost a lot. So I hope you enjoy your holidays, but we'll speak again in 2 weeks' time. So from me, Adrian Bugatti of Cushering Your Life, I hope you have a great vacation. Plan carefully. Enjoy the rest of your week and see you soon.